your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Yes, it is indeed time for Spaced Out. We've got Josh on the line. Kia ora, Josh. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm excited to talk all things space with you. We've got some interesting stories today to cover, haven't we?
Yeah, there's quite a few things happened.
Right. Where should we start? Should we start with Japan?
Yes. Yeah, we had a failed lunar landing in the last week, unfortunately. But yeah, it's a private company. It's called iSpace. It's a Japanese company. And they were attempting to land on the moon with a private lunar lander. Would have made them the second country to do so. But yeah, they lost contact with their lander just about a minute and a half before hopefully touching down. Lost contact, still not 100% sure what happened, but it sounds like that the lunar lander basically slammed into the surface at a very high speed, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, that's not good. And this is the second time that it's failed, right?
Yeah, so they attempted this back in 2023, about 2 years ago, and the same thing happened. They lost contact just before landing. So this is their second attempt, which, you know, is a real shame. And they actually said, we're going to try it for a third time. So they're going to try
this. Third time's a charm, right? Surely.
Well, hopefully, yeah. You'd like to think so. But,
you'd be pretty embarrassed if it failed again.
Oh, I think, yeah, it would be very bad for a private company too, because, you know, it's a lot of funders that go into these things, but they said they're going to attempt it again in 2027, hopefully with a bit more luck this time.
Right, and so will they just sort of like do a bit more prep and tests and research and whatnot and then launch another one, or what's the process for doing it again?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have a lot of data that they have to go through, so they'll try and learn as much as they can as to, you know, what caused the crash. But, you know, at the end of the day, crashing on the moon is, you know, actually quite common. It's really, really difficult to land on the moon autonomously with the spacecraft. You know, a lot of spacecraft, they have problems basically telling how high above the surface they are on the moon. They use things like lasers, basically, which usually would tell something how far it is from the ground, but because the moon's got a lot of dust, often that actually interferes with landing, so it can kind of confuse a lot of machines, and they kind of freak out and they're not sure how high they are. So it just goes to show that, you know, even though we have, you know, the Apollo missions, which, you know, had pilots landing spacecraft, autonomous missions are still very, very difficult to do.
Okay, interesting. We'll have to stay tuned to see what happens with that. We also have, this is interesting, China's launching a mission to one of Earth's quasi-moons.
Yes.
What's a quasi-moon, first of all?
Yeah, so first question is, what is a quasi-moon? Basically, you know, we only have one moon, of course, which is the moon, but kind of close proximity to Earth's orbit, there are kind of a few what we call quasi-moons, which they don't directly orbit the Earth, but they kind of follow us in our trail around the sun, so they hang out very, very close to the planet. So we call them quasi-moons, not directly in orbit, but still pretty close to us. Got a few of them, and China has, they've just launched a mission to actually go explore one of these quasi-moons, which some scientists believe it might have at some point been a piece of the moon. It might have been an asteroid that was, you know, hit the moon and blasted a piece of the moon off into space. But we're not 100% sure, but I think it would be quite cool to see exactly what this little quasi-moon looks like.
Okay, they've sent home a photo from the spacecraft, right?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting mission, because I knew about this about 6 months ago and I've been following it, but I actually didn't even know that it launched, because China, they didn't broadcast the launch, they didn't announce it, they were really kind of secretive about this mission for some reason, so I didn't actually know until about yesterday when they released the photo. But yeah, I mean, it's in space, it's on its way to this asteroid or quasi-moon, and hopefully they share a bit more information as to, yeah, what they see and what they find.
Okay, yeah, hopefully we can find out some more about it. Sounds like a very interesting mission.
Definitely.
Finally, Milky Way's chance of colliding with galaxy billions of years from now? 50-50 odds? That's...
50-50 odds, yeah. This was it's a cool story, but basically, for anyone that doesn't know, our Milky Way galaxy is, you know, hurling through space, as we all are. But for the longest time, astronomers would kind of assumed and calculated that our neighboring close galaxy, it's called Andromeda, we kind of thought that we were on a collision course. We've both of our galaxies are moving towards each other, and we, you know, expected both of them to kind of slowly merge and collide in, you know, 5-6 billion years. But yeah, new studies and simulations have shown that the chance of that actually happening actually a lot less than we thought, and it's a coin flip at this point. It's a total 50-50 as to whether our galaxies will collide or not.
Mm. But we're talking billions of years from now, so the odds could be changing all the time, right?
Yeah, and I mean, also, this is, yeah, 5-7 billion years from now, so, you know, we're not going to be here, the Earth is not going to be here. I wouldn't be worrying about it and losing sleep. But yeah, I think it's just another one of those discoveries is, you know, we've known about this potential collision for so long, but even now we're still kind of figuring things out, and, you know, new data, new calculations are allowing us to challenge a lot of things that we've kind of just assumed for a very long time. But yeah, I mean, if anyone is here in 5 billion years, wherever they may be, be a pretty exciting thing to witness.
Yeah, well, a bit of a scary thing to witness, maybe. Probably be, you know, some cool stuff going on in the sky, eh?
Yeah, I know it sounds kind of like quite chaotic when you think of like a galaxy collision, like stars hitting into each other. But the really interesting thing is, you know, scientists have actually predicted that when galaxies merge, which happens all the time, very few, if any, stars actually ever collide, because the space between the stars is still so incredibly vast. So the chances of a collision is actually very, very low.
So it sort of just sort of like interweaves with one another almost.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very slow process too. It's not like a, you know, wham bam and then it's done over a day or two. This, it takes billions of years for these things to happen. So very, very slow process.
Wow, fascinating. Okay, well, in the meantime, we're okay and we're not colliding with anything.
yes,
that's
good. Freak out.
Whatever you do, everyone, don't freak out. Everything in space is going to be okay.
Yes, okay.
Thank you so much, Josh. Always a pleasure to talk to you about all things space. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Awesome, no worries. I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.